This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from Tioga, one of our top 10 towns at the Mainstay Suites in Tioga today. Coming up in just a moment, Congressman Ed Royce, who's the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. We're talking Iran today on a talk radio town hall. Congressman Kramer arranged this for us. We only did a half hour yesterday, usually do an hour. Congressman Kramer saved a half hour for Congressman Rice so we could talk about Iran. Your questions and comments, welcome, coming up. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need. Say you're in the auto body business. I mean, they have every supply you could possibly need. The paint, the glass, the windshields. And supply the majority of the paint and body products to body shops all throughout North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, eastern Montana as well. And if you go to the Detroit Lakes location, you'll find out what else Heedalls has. And that's good folks like Wayne Scarry, who's been in the auto parts business since the 70s. And I love that name, by the way, Scarry. I think of the race, the stock car racers up in Grand Forks. There were some Scarrys in my Grand Forks days that were racing the stock cars. And but Wayne is not a stock car guy. In fact, he's a woodwork guy. Yeah, but he did tell me about his first car, 55 Ford Custom, and he inherited it from his older brother. Had some good memories about that. How about that? Ever had a Ford Custom? Kind of cool. Really is neat. And he also, by the way, tells me that there's not a part they can't find for you. He told me their customers love the fact that they go to Heedalls and there's someone that understands their needs. He said, just the other day, a guy comes in, needed an interior door handle, had been to a different store, and the young man there didn't even know what he was talking about. So that's the kind of experience and the things you get from the good folks at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. So say hi to Wayne Scarry there at the Detroit Lakes operation. He told me it was a good summer there, by the way. Get that road construction done out there in town, and they're really going to be humming in the beautiful city of Detroit Lakes. So I mentioned we're in Tioga. The reason we are in Tioga is to tell you about all the great things that are happening here, and they are many. And we couldn't do that without our friends at the Mainstay Suites, Brett and Trisha Erdman. Brett's with me today on the program. Tioga EDC and CDC, they're the folks, Melissa Cook and their team, that right now want to let you know if you're considering a business expansion or a relocation, whether it be in manufacturing or IT, they want you to take a look at what this community has to offer because they have incentive packages, they have low taxes, they have a friendly, safe community and a workforce whose work ethic is absolutely legendary. Sheldon Welding and Construction, thanks to Roger and the team there, Tioga Medical Center, Tioga Ace Hardware. I'm going to head in there before I leave. A little preview for that Ace 4-Day Labor Day sale they have coming up. And you buy two, you get one free on selected paint brands. So good time to go in there. The Hess Corporation, a leading independent energy company, a part of this community for a long time. That's right. I mean, when you talk about oil in North Dakota, you know, Hess has been there from day one. Yep. That's pretty amazing. Responsibly helping to meet the world's growing need for energy and a proud partner of this community and sponsor of the Top 10 Town event. We thank the good folks at Hess, a leading independent energy company. All right. Here's our telephone numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you have questions or comments, you can text those in as well at 701-226-8503. And Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, who is manning the controls at the mothership of the What's On Your Mind radio network at the legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550 K-Fire. We'll relay that message for us and the congressman here today on the program. We are honored to kick off another talk radio town hall today on a very important topic, Iran. Welcome to the program, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Ed Royce of California. Congressman, Mr. Chairman, nice to have you back.
That's good to be with you. Thank you.
Congressman Kevin Cramer was gracious enough to help us arrange this. Kevin does a weekly talk radio town hall for an hour on the program, and he's received a number of questions about this Iran issue over the last number of many months. And he said, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see if we can have the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee come on and take some calls from listeners and talk about this issue. So we really appreciate you dedicating some time to talk about it. I wondered if we could start with the ABCs of this. I mean, how did we get here? What I know a lot of other countries pressured us. Why are other countries starting and then you're recruiting us to join in? Why don't we lead? I mean, how did we get where we're at?
We got where we are because when Secretary of State Kerry was still chairman of the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, the administration apparently approached him and asked him to begin negotiations with Iran on a nuclear deal. This kind of circumvented the process of going through Congress and certainly also to a certain extent going through the State Department. But they put in play an effort to convince Iran. At the time, as you know, our plan was to put a lot of pressure on the Iranian government. We had a bill that I and Elliot Engel, bipartisan legislation, had put in that would give the Ayatollah a choice between compromise on his nuclear program or economic collapse. It was a further sanctions bill that had passed 400-20. And the administration managed to bottle that bill up in the Senate. They got Harry Reid to not allow it to come up. And instead, they extended the olive branch of negotiations, which Secretary of State then Kerry led, and in that negotiation managed to get rolled by the Iranian regime on all the main 4 points of the agreement. And that's why many in Congress and the public take particular exception to the way we got to this point.
Why are all the other countries gung-ho and pressuring the U.S. to, well, you know, I think a lot of Andrea Merkel, I think, you know, there's some good leaders in there, and these other countries now seem to be all gung-ho. Why aren't they as worried as we are?
Well, we're the 800-pound gorilla, but the reason sanctions work is because the United States imposed sanctions. When we say we're going to lift sanctions, then the other countries say, well, then we'll try to get in there ahead of you and do the business deals with Iran. So there were four things that we in Congress asked the administration to do in this agreement once we discovered they were secretly doing it. And this was a letter that I had 85% of the members of the House sign. It was written by myself and my ranking Democratic member, Elliot Engel. And it said, first of all, we want these inspections to be anywhere, anytime, you know, within 24 hours. Well, that turns out to be 24 days, and now it turns out we're not going to use international inspectors. We're going to let the Iranians inspect themselves on a side deal. So that's why Congress is upset about that first provision. The second provision was, let's not lift the sanctions immediately. Otherwise, the Europeans and everybody else looking for a business deal are going to bolt out there to cut a deal with the Iranian regime. And as you and I know, the IRGC control all the major companies because they've been nationalized and handed over to the military. So we don't want the lifting of sanctions to allow that money to come out of escrow and $100 billion-plus go into the hands of the military in Iran. So we said, make it over the life of the agreement so that we can. No, that's not what the administration did. The Iranians demanded that they be lifted up front, so that's what they did. Now, we had 12 questions because we had 1,000 pages of documents from the international inspectors, the IAEA, about Iran's past bomb-making work. And we said, get those 12 questions answered. Let them talk to the scientists they want to talk to. That agreement, Iran says, is unacceptable. They are not going to give us any of the evidence about the past bomb work at their military sites. And indeed, they say, nobody's going to go into the military sites. And then lastly, we said have this thing last multiple decades, not 10-plus years, but multiple decades. Again, the Iranians wanted this thing lifted immediately, and so they settled on 10-plus. And then the other part that has really got the members of the House and Senate upset, and I don't know anybody that thinks this was a good idea, was to lift the sanctions against their intercontinental ballistic missile program, which they insisted on because, frankly, as our chairman of the Joint Chiefs says, we should never lift the arms embargo on Iran. And as our Secretary of Defense said, the I in ICBM means intercontinental, as from flying from Iran to the United States. We don't ever want to let them move forward with an ICBM program, but now we've allowed that. So that's why it's so controversial. Iran got what it wanted in the agreement, and European countries now, although we might decry what they're doing, they're saying, wow, there's a lot of business to be had here, a lot of oil to be bought. You know, let's get in there in Iran and make a killing. And so that's what you see happening.
Congressman Ed Royce, chairman of the Committee on Foreign Affairs in the United States House, with us today to talk about this Iran deal. Conway and Fargo, we'll get to your question when we come back. We have some other calls, questions that have come in as well. And welcome others on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Everything's better with bacon. Yeah, sausage too. And so much more. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
The hour. are back at Tioga, one of our top 10 towns with What's on Your Mind, chatting with the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee about a very important crossroads in this country. I mean, any parent, any grandparent within the sound of my voice ought to be engaged in this issue and listening to what's going on, because this is about the future security of your kids and grandkids. It is that important. It is an extraordinarily challenging time right now, given this administration's worldview and what they're doing with our safety and security. So let's go to Conway in Fargo for Chairman Royce. Go ahead, Conway, with your question or comment.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be like a three-part thing. But so John Kerry is running around right now saying that Chamberlain, you know, doing the Chamberlain peace in our time thing. Yeah, he says no nukes, but ICBMs, like you just said earlier. What are they going to send over there, popcorn, if they can't make nuclear products? You know, did this actually tell I think somewhere along the line they said to Congress that we won't let you see what's all in this deal, but we have to pass it to see what's in it. And more importantly, did we tell Iran that we would defend them if attacked by Israel? It's so wishy-washy. I mean, Ukraine, we weren't supposed to set up a missile defense system for them, but we said, you don't need it because America and all these allies will defend you.
All right.
Yeah, let me answer your questions here. And the first point is, you know, you're making this point about do we have to vote for it to find out what's in it? In a sense, yes. I'm not going to vote for it, but what they're saying is we cannot see the side agreements that the United Nations has made with Iran because that's private. Well, do you know why they don't want us to see that agreement? I will tell you why. Because instead of international inspectors doing the inspection, we have a system here where the Iranians are going to inspect themselves. And it doesn't pass the laugh test, but it shows how poorly the Secretary of State negotiated this agreement and how Iran got its way on issue after issue. And then the other point you make about Israel being able to defend itself, look at what Iran has already said in the last month. They are transferring arms right now to Hezbollah and Hamas. They're the major beneficiaries, frankly, of this agreement, because as you lift the sanctions, the Iranians have the money to transfer the precision-guided systems that Hezbollah wants in order to be able to target better into Israel. And they're rebuilding. Wow. They're rebuilding the tunnels. And they committed to do that, and they've committed to replenish the rockets. I've been in those tunnels, by the way. There's 33 tunnels that were discovered. They go right into Israel underneath different villages. Well, now Iran says they're going to rebuild those. They're going to pay for that. And they're going to replenish the rockets that are transferred to Hezbollah. Well, and into Hamas. That's a violation of the arms embargo, right? But what does Rouhani say about that? On Saturday, on Iranian television, he said, we have formally announced that we are not committed to these provisions related to missiles mentioned in the UN resolution. So they're already saying they're not going to comply with regards to the arms embargo that's supposed to be at least on for another 5 years. It was supposed to be permanent, but the administration negotiated that away to a five-year agreement. Now Rouhani says, no, we're going to start violating that right now.
And I hope that's on the front page of the Washington Post today and every day until the vote happens, for sure. Conway, appreciate the call. Brett Erdman is here. Brett is a business owner and a developer in the oil patch of North Dakota. And, Brett, you had a question related to this deal as well and what it would mean for your company, for the chairman.
Well, yeah, being out here in North Dakota in the Bakken where obviously the oil is, and you know, opening up the embargo with Iran and giving them the opportunity to distribute their oil. You know, what impact, I mean, is there any figures, you know, how much oil that they have and what impact that'll have on, you know, what goes on in North Dakota and our oil supply here and our demand? I mean, it just doesn't seem logical to be able to shoot yourself in the foot to be able to do business with somebody, you know, somebody hostile like that and a regime like that. You know, it seems like we should have more protection and you know, for ourselves and our objectives, what we try to do out here.
Good point.
And that's the other point. I mean, we're going to enrich the Iranian economy by opening up the floodgates in terms of Iranian oil. And none of that, the Iranian people aren't the beneficiary of the profit in that. That goes right to the Iranian government. So the next question is, what is the government going to do with those profits? Well, we just saw General Soleimani, who is the head of the Quds forces. Now, that is the group of Iranian military that operates outside of Iran. They do assassinations, and they do the wars that Iran is conducting right now, for example, in Yemen, where the Quds forces are helping lead the local Shia militia. And in Syria, where the Quds forces are firing off rockets into Israel occasionally, but basically they're carrying out operations in Syria, in Iraq. They're trying to overthrow the government of Azerbaijan. They're supporting Hamas and so on. So those are the entities that it looks to me like are going to be the beneficiaries of this agreement. While it drives down the price of oil, it hurts the competitors. It hurts. It's going to hurt your business in terms of the oil and gas coming out of Iran. It's going to hurt your business. But the beneficiaries are not going to be the people in Iran. It's going to be the government of Iran. That's what I'm concerned about.
All right. We only have 2 minutes left here, so I want to get through as many of these questions as possible. We had a call earlier that said, why did the Republican leadership screw this up with the Corker vote in the bill, removing the treaty provision option from the Constitution, saying the reason we're here is because of the Republican leadership? What about that?
The reason we're here is because the court won't back us on our proposition that this is a treaty. We are continually going to court to try to push back on executive orders and executive actions like this one. And by a 5-4 margin, guess what? We're losing in the court. We're losing in the Supreme Court. So when we ask the court to back our play on things like this, they're telegraphing that they're not going to do that. So as a consequence, in order to get a vote, you know, because if we change the law, what happens? We try to change the law on this. We say it's a treaty. The president vetoes it, right? So the question is, how do we get around a veto? You go to court. When the court is split and is saying you've got to work this out with the president, that's why these appointments to the court are so important. We need real conservatives who are real constitutional scholars on the court, not guys that are going to turn tail, which is what unfortunately is increasingly happening on these decisions. So that is why we're in the conundrum where we can't get it into law that it's a treaty. It's being treated exactly like the North Korean framework agreement, which, again, was an agreement, not a treaty. If it were up to me, this would be a treaty. We've got to figure out how we change the law to do that, and the president's going to veto every effort to do that.
Only 30 seconds left, but 30 seconds left, unfortunately, but quick answer, can we still stop this?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out in 2 years that the Iranians are in violation of every aspect of this deal. And when we have a president in office who will follow the law and we will point to these violations, then we will have an opportunity to act. But in the interim, what I'm going to try to do, since the population supporting this is 25% and the ones opposing it are 55, I'm going to try to drive those numbers up to 70% in opposition and, you know, 15% in support. And I'm doing that. I've had 25 hearings on
You're saying before the vote. I don't know. I don't want you to hang on 1 sec. We'll right back. Come on. Don't go away, folks. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, our fine audience, and the ELO music there, and Don't Bring Me Down. I know he didn't try to, but Congressman Ed Royce, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he's brought me down a little bit today. he is opening my eyes to the incredible incompetence of stupidity, really, of John Kerry and the leadership on the negotiating of this deal. And I know your time is precious, Chairman Royce, so we appreciate you staying around a little bit longer to just finish this. So you said an incredible stat there, that you see a number that says 25% of the American people support this. So that's perilous politically for anybody that's going to vote in favor of this. And if that number is getting worse, is there a chance this will not pass the Senate?
Well, here's the thing. We've got over 200 generals and admirals coming out against this agreement. And when we go back into session, I'm going to have a number of them testify. So I want members of the Senate to have second thoughts about whatever commitments they're making here. And I would just suggest to everybody out there, I'm going to have to get off the phone here, but now is the time to call your member of Congress, call your senator, and tell them how you feel about this agreement. Because, you know, they're not going to see the light unless they feel the heat. And I think that with these generals coming out against the agreement, and especially with the new information that's coming out about the sidebar agreements that are secret, as well as the actions being taken and the threats, including death to America, that continue to come out of the leadership in Iran, now's the time to pressure your representatives. And I urge every one of your listeners to do that. And I thank you very much for having me on the show.
Do you think it can be done? Do you think it can be stopped? Do you feel that in your gut?
We've got the hearings scheduled for this week. It's going to be dynamite testimony by former generals, former admirals who know about the long-term intentions of Iran. We're going to testify in terms of where this is headed and why this must be stopped. And that we need senators listening to that and House members. So to the extent that they're hearing from their constituents, we're going to have a two-day debate on the floor of the House on this issue when I bring my resolution up, and we're going to pass that over into the Senate, and then we need to get real pressure on the Senate. So I thank you again, Scott, for having
me
on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. It's, no small feat to have, 40 minutes of time with the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee at a time where this is, obviously a white-hot issue in the nation's capital. What did you think of that, Brett?
That was unbelievable. I learned more there than I actually understand what's going on now. It's amazing. It was very educational having him on.
What do you think about the people that are negotiating this?
Well, I tell you what, Trump hits it right on the head. You know, he calls our leadership stupid, and nobody likes to hear that. But you look at this deal. I mean,
how is this anything but stupid?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's no logic to it. I mean, what do we get out of it? I mean,
Byron Dorgan's written a piece, former senator from North Dakota, that's everywhere, that basically says, you know what, they can't do anything for 10 years, but you know, in the like 10 years will be here in a blink, right? I mean, I think of my kids and think how quick 10 years goes. You know, I mean, so that's their defense of this. That there really is. It's bad. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp is sending letters to people who call and say, I don't want this, and I have them from our listeners, up to a dozen of them now. And she's reciting the good points of the deal. She's saying she's undecided, but she's reciting the good points of the deal. So that doesn't tell me she's undecided.
You know, who really cares if at this point, with Iran being the hostile country that they are, whether it's good for them economically? I mean, they put themselves in the position that they're in, and it's more of a, it's got to be about the security and safety of the world. I mean,
and there are impacts for the oil patch where we sit today in Tioga, North Dakota today. One of our top 10 towns, two now on the list in our top 10 list, have been unveiled. And the first was Newtown, North Dakota. The second is Tioga, North Dakota. And we're here today on our top 10 tour and really having a blast. So looking forward to chatting. By the way, if you have questions or comments, any feedback on Chairman Royce had to say, welcome your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. We'll be heading to beautiful Rolog, Minnesota tomorrow for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, and I'm in search of Cloverdale bacon. I'm at a bacon buffet is what I'm planning, actually, from Cloverdale out there tomorrow, so looking forward to that. And I'm getting a little bit hungry just thinking about that and the fact that we're approaching the lunch hour, and one of our fine sponsors here in Tioga is our next guest, Bobby Rupert. And Bobby has a new establishment in the Tioga community that is serving up the goods, and it is called the Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse and Saloon. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Well, fantastic. I didn't know a buffalo could buck, though. What the heck's that all about?
Well, you know, if you kick him up with a little energy and a little cayenne pepper, you can make him buck, and that's what we're doing in Tioga.
Well, we're looking forward to you serving up a little lunch today to get a little sample for the first time of the Bucking Buffalo Fair, Smokehouse and Saloon, and tell folks where you're at.
We're at 901 Elm Street North in Tioga, right behind the Cashwise. Doors are open, ready to go.
And enjoyed the process so far? You've obviously just thrown the doors open. How's it going?
One time.
Say that again, Bobby. I lost you there on the cell phone.
I couldn't hear what you were asking me. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you lost me, too. No, I just said, how's it going? I mean, you're new and just throwing the doors open, but how's it going so far?
Oh, we have been overwhelmed with good graces from the big man up above and the great people of Tioga. They're coming in the door. They're happy. We're happy. It's a great marriage. We're glad to be in Tioga, and things are going well. We're employing over 50 people from the community, and we have to sign out. If anybody else out there wants a job, come see us at the Bucking Buffalo for a good career.
That sounds fantastic. What are they raving about? What's the best thing on the menu?
Oh, we've got some really good things and neat things. On dessert, the Big Bucking Brownie is something you can always take home with a smile. But we have a New York strip hand-pounded and hand-breaded daily for a country fried steak better than mama's. We've got brisket sliders that'll make you smile. And we've got a great shrimp sandwich that's not been in the area before, but you will love our shrimp poor boy.
I'm getting hungry, Brad. I don't know about you. Yeah, we're looking forward to lunch. We'll see you in a bit, Bobby.
All right, those guys. I'm in North Carolina, but the guys will know you're there. They'll take care of you, and you can try the fried shrimp, or our steaks are always top of the line.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Bobby Rupert, the Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse and Saloon. Thanks so much, Bobby. Good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
You bet. Good. That, I'm zeroing in on the brownie, just so you know.
He sounds like he could make a good barbecue.
He does indeed. Oh, my goodness. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me get a quick call in here. We're going to talk with Nathan from Tioga Ace Hardware as well today on the program, the former mayor of the great state of the great city of Tioga, rather. So looking forward to that. Joe and Dawson, what's on your mind today, Joe?
Well, I was just going to mention that everybody should be calling into the senator's office to make sure that their opinion is known on this Iran nuclear deal. But I called this morning to Heidi Heitkamp's office, and I was surprised that nobody would actually pick up. And then going to voicemail, the voicemail was full, opted out, as it asked you to do, and nobody would pick up there either. So that's a little disappointing, but I'm hoping that's a sign that people are calling because of the front page of the Tribune and complaining about her agreement with this Iran deal.
You know, and I would suggest calling the local offices as well, because there are, you know, she has a number of offices around the state. And
yeah, that was the local office I called. Nobody would pick up.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I know sometimes it gets busy there. But good for you for doing it. And how embarrassing that a United States senator would not have voicemail, for crying out loud. I mean, number one, answer the phone and talk to North Dakotans one-on-one. And number two, when it gets busy, have your voicemail working. Hello. My Lord.
Yeah.
You can't run your switchboard. You sure as have to have no business, you know, voting on the security of the country, for crying out loud. Reminds me of Al Franken, you know. Oh, I'm scared, so I better leave town, you know. But keep trying, Joe, and let us know if you get through and any commentary that comes. Appreciate you sharing that, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much. Hugo in Williston, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was going actually a comment. I believe that Donald Trump, just like the rest of them, you know. Actually, do you guys know that he's trying to, he's along with the agreement when Iran gets the nuclear deal passed, that if Iran was ever to go to war with Israel, according to the agreement, United States, that he's agreeing that United States would have to back up Iran against Israel?
Who was agreeing to that, Hugo? I lost that part of it.
Trump.
You think Trump is in favor of the Iran deal?
Oh, yeah. It's come out already.
I missed that.
If Iran was to ever go to war with Israel,
right,
the United States, that he is agreeing the United States would back up Iran against Israel.
You're saying, Donald, I know that's in the deal. I've heard that, and the chairman talked about that, but you're saying Donald Trump supports that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, he does support it. He said it before. He supports it. But nobody likes to talk about those kind of things. All they like to talk about is, I don't know, the thing he's got going on. But like I said, he's just the same as all the other guys. He's wait for the response. If he gets a good response, he'll keep going with it.
Sure.
If he doesn't get a good response, he'll just change it up.
Got it. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate the call. 17 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. And Nathan Jermanson is here, who is the top man at the Tioga Ace Hardware right here in the great city of Tioga. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. How's the life outside of public service? Still as busy?
It is still as busy. I had a lot of life changing, but it's nice, a little more relaxing.
Good for you. You were a good public servant for a long time, and we had many chats. And I told Brad I can't wait to stop in because I can't miss a stop at the Tioga Ace Hardware. Sounds like you got a big weekend planned, huh?
Yeah, we do. We got a big sale this weekend, Labor Day sale, going on starting tomorrow. So we'll stop in. We got all kinds of deals.
I want this 5-gallon bucket. And stuff that baby full.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Ace is a huge corporate sponsor with Children Miracle Network. Our local hospital is Sanford and Fargo, and I buy a bucket for $5. The $5 goes all to the Sanford Hospital in Fargo, and 25% off anything you can fit inside of it. And kind of a deal we do together with them.
The Ace 4-day Labor Day sale is on. You buy two, you get one free on selected paint brands, too. Take a quick break here. We'll finish our chat with Nathan on the other side of the break, and we have a full bank of calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. More to come on What's on Your Mind from Tioga, the top 10 town today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA on the 4 for $4 deal. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or Crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or two for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're back. Tioga, one of our top 10 towns. Chat with Nathan Germanson from the, I always say Germanson, Germanson. What's the right way to say it, Nathan, so I get it right?
Germanson.
Yeah, Germanson. Just think about those Germans, right? I am one, so I should know that. All right. And that would be a good German name, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, except it's not. We're 100% Norwegian.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, learn something new every day.
That's right.
And you can learn a whole lot if you walk into the Tioga Ace Hardware about a great store. It's really fun. You're in the old food pride location right downtown, and things going well. I had so much fun today. I'd like to come back. Do you mind if I come back for Farm Festival?
Absolutely. That'd be great. We'd love to have you.
And I want to do the show as close to the 4-H livestock show as possible.
We will see where we can put you.
Yeah. Now, that's going to be something, right? Because I understand that's been a big part of the Farm Festival for a lot of years and has kind of gone away, and now you're bringing it back. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's not going to be, you know, like it was, but for a first year coming back, you know, we're pretty excited about it. It's been probably 10-15 years since we've seen any livestock down there, so we're pretty excited about it.
It's a weekend of food, family, and fun. It'll be great. Starts Friday, goes through Sunday. Buy a button for $5. You get all the events for that. It's really really a neat deal. We'll see you there, okay?
Sounds good, Scott.
Thanks for you know, supporting our effort in the top 10 town and joining us today. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Been a lot of fun here. Brett, good time. Yeah, I want to do it again, okay?
Good job today, Scott.
Mainstay Suites in Tioga, but in a great place, and we're going to go have some of that bucking buffalo brownie. You've got to be really careful when you say that. I'm telling you, that's a little less up there. I need to slow down. Let's get John and Carrington here. John, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I heard that fellow call a little bit ago, said he was trying to call Senator Heitkamp's office, and I think he's at the bar going, couldn't get through. Well, their Washington office is open. They're taking messages. I called, left my stuff, and I said, you know, I wanted to express what my feelings were. He says he took all my info, and I said, okay, thank you. And I had to say, hey, wait. You didn't ask me what I wanted.
So I had to he just knew.
You know? Yeah, he was just going to let it go without nothing, you know. So, I mean, they can get through. It's 202-224-2043. He definitely sounded busy and very harried when I spoke to him. So I got a feeling people are letting him know. I told him, I said, Senator or Governor, whatever she's going to do again, she's going to have to pay for what she decides.
This is important. And by the way, the calls make a difference. I think we proved that on the vote the Obama administration wanted her on regarding the whole gun control background check. Remember that? They wanted her. And she did not go the Obama way after a meltdown of her phones and a lot of discussion on talk radio. So I hope it goes the same way. Politically, I hope she votes yes, to tell you the truth, because I think you're right. I think it will be very detrimental to her politically and her future. But I don't care about the politics. I care about the country. And this deal needs to be stopped.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. As I'm a veteran, and it means a great deal to me. I don't want my son to have to do with what I did. You know, she's got to pay attention. She heard the article said she's talking to all these people. She's our representative. She's supposed to represent our opinion, not what all these other people. She needs to do what the people of North Dakota ask her to do.
Sounds like you've got a BNSF freight train barreling down on you, so we'll let you go, John. But I appreciate the call, and I, more importantly, appreciate your service to the country. Thanks for listening, okay?
Thank you, Scott.
Take care. Hey, Art Rosenberg is back. We launched a new partnership with Sunbelt Business Brokers and Sunbelt of North Dakota this week. New sponsor. All of our sponsors are partners, and we appreciate it very much. Art, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Scott.
So if I'm Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, how do I know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent my company if I'm looking to sell?
Well, Sunbelt does its business a little different than a traditional, like a real estate company. What we do is we work with the owner that wants to sell, and we kind of take over the process for them so that they can run their business and operate just like they were before. And then we take over and work on finding qualified buyers that would meet the criterion that we developed to be able to bring in good buyers that aren't just kicking tires and wasting everybody's time, that are interested in that specific business and understand the price and why it's valued at that point.
And what is the market you work in most? I mean, with a business that is, you know, what's the average Sunbelt listing sell for?
We work in the Main Street area all the way up to the high-end stuff. But, you know, we generally will work with a small retailer that somewhere that's going to sell around $250,000 all the way up into the $20 million range.
And in addition to the size and sales price, an important factor is obviously finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
You know, a lot of it is just word of mouth, our years of being around here, knowing a lot of the people that are interested, and then it's also making calls and finding.
Did I lose your heart?
Sounds like it.
I hear Todd.
Hello?
Unless Art is doing his Todd impression.
I'm here.
There he is.
There he is. Sorry, we lost you for a sec. Tell folks how to find you.
At 701-347-2727.
I love that number, 347-2727. Who couldn't remember that, right? 347-2727, yeah.
Yeah, so I hope so. That's why we did it.
Yeah, 701-347-2727. Give Art a call. Hey, good to talk to you, Art, and we'll talk
Thanks,
again.
God.
You bet. Take care. Right. I'm learning a bunch about you know, what it takes to, you know, list a business, value a business, sell a business. So it's great fun. You probably forgot more than I know about that stuff, Brett. So, So it's kind of fun. Anyway, good new sponsor. We appreciate him very much. All right. Thanks again. Mainstay Suites Tioga.
Beautiful place.
It is. Just like this wonderful town of Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota, our top 10 town. We're hitting the road after we had to do the Bucking with a B Buffalo, a smokehouse and a grill. And saloon. See, folks, God bless you.
Brandon, the disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.